surging, swelling happiness. That deep feeling that baffles description. That walking on air and singing in the rain. No wonder Proverbs says, the wise man can't understand the way of a man with a girl. He says there are three things that are too marvelous to understand. The way of a serpent on a rock, the way of an eagle in the air, and the way of a man with a maid. That extraordinary mystery of attraction between two people. In Bristol years ago, when I was part-time curate at Holy Trinity, we had an oracle in the church named Mrs. Vickery. Looking back, she wasn't at all that wise, in my opinion, but she was much deferred to on every matter, Mrs. Vickery says. Mrs. Vickery said to me one day, when you're taking weddings, I'm sure you often think, what does he see in her? And I was far too cowardly to say, well, Mrs. Vickery, actually, it's absolute mystery of sexual and personal attraction between people. It's as mysterious as the way a serpent moves on a rock without apparently doing anything, and an eagle flies effortlessly through the air. The way of a man with a maid. Joy and gladness all the way over you. Love that's more than words can say. All for you. Songs to sing. Because one day I met you. Love's like that, isn't it? My Valentine that I've just read to you happened 600 years before Jesus was born. It's in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17. Zephaniah composed that Valentine. And who were the couple concerned? Oh, listen. Listen and marvel. The Lord is looking at his people. The Lord is looking at you and me. He is the great lover in this Valentine. And we are the beloved. And he looks on us and says, joy and gladness all the way over you. Love that's more than words can say, all for you. Songs to sing, because one day I met you. A more literal translation of Zephaniah, just as beautiful. He will be glad over you with rejoicing. He will be silent in his love. Love that's more than words can say. He will be elated over you with songs of joy. Gladness, love beyond describing, jubilant songs of happiness. It's what he feels about us. The Old Testament has three main words for the way the Lord loves us. There's the love of being in love, that surging, all-possessing love. Two girls stood before Solomon, and they had a case to bring before the king. They'd each had babies, and one baby had died, I suppose what we would nowadays call a cot death. And while the two mothers slept, the mother of the dead baby woke up and swapped the babies over, giving the dead baby to the other girl and having the living child for herself. And of course, when the proper mother woke up, she realized. And since they couldn't just settle the matter between them, they brought it to the king. And this girl shouted, "That baby's mine," and the other girl shouted, "No, the baby's mine." And if we were writing up that incident, we were saying that Solomon felt his ear was being bent. But the Bible doesn't use expressions like that. But he could stand the uproar no longer. And he said, "Right," he said, "this girl says the baby's hers, and that girl says the baby's hers. There's only one thing to do, and that's have half each if you can't make up your minds. Give me a sword." And they brought a sword to the king, and the king was going to cut the baby in half and give half each. And the girl, who wasn't the mother, in so many words said, "What a good idea." And the girl who was the mother, it says that her emotions surged up within her. And she said, "Oh, in no wise kill the child, let her have it." And Solomon said, "That's the mother, give the baby to her." That surging up of emotion. You can feel it, can't you, in that incident? We can all feel it. And that's the emotion of being in love. And if I can put it this way to you, the Bible tells us that when the Lord Himself looks down on us, His heart goes pitter-patter. His emotions surge up. It's hard to believe. It's true. Then there's the second word. And the second word for love brings us to the wedding service. And the young couple are standing here, and they're professing to each other not the love that's in their hearts, but the love that's in their will. And therefore, they are asked, "Will you have this woman to be your wedded wife? Will you have this man to be your wedded husband?" And the answer is, "I will." "Will you love her, honor and keep her till death parts you?" "I will." The love of settled conviction and commitment. The love that pledges never to change, come wind, come weather, and always be there. And that's the way the Lord loves us. With a settled conviction and commitment that nothing can change. And the third word for love, it's a lovely, gentle little word. And it combines both the ideas of the love of the heart and the love of the will. It's a love that is unchanging as a heartbeat. Emotional, enthusiastic, devoted, loving love. The love that loves. The Lord says, I did not choose you or set my heart upon you because you are more numerous than any other people, but because the Lord loves you. This message is all the more striking in Zephaniah because Zephaniah is one of the leading books of the Old Testament on the theme of the judgment that comes at the end of this world's career, the judgment of the day of the Lord, and he spares nothing in telling us about it. Neither their silver nor their gold will be able to save them on the day of the Lord's wrath. In the fire of his passion, the whole earth will be consumed. A terrible end he will make of all the nations. It's what we confess every Sunday. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. We affirm it. It's there in the Bible. It's going to happen. There's going to be a condign, dreadful, and inescapable day of judgment. In Revelation it says they will say to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. How can we stand in that day? I'll tell you how we can stand. That we who deserve the Lord's judgment have been, are, and will be the objects of his saving love. Will you listen to the verses that surround the Valentine verse in Zephaniah? Just listen. Sing out, daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has set aside the case against you. He has made your enemy turn tail. The enemy is his holy wrath. He has sent his wrath packing. The King of Israel, the Lord, is among us. You will never fear harm. In that day, it will be said to Jerusalem, do not be afraid. Do not feel helpless. The Lord your God is among you. He is a warrior God come to save. He will be glad over you with rejoicing. He will be silent over you in his love. He will exult over you with songs of joy. Wrath replaced by gladness. We know the whole story. He has set aside our condemnation because there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8, verse 1. We know the whole story. So, dear ones, we have a Valentine card. Joy and gladness all the way over you. Love that's more than words can say, all for you. Songs to sing, because one day I met you. The Lord our God.